All right. We need to get to Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He joins us here on a Wednesday edition of the program, and you can read his stuff online at thegazette.com. And Jeff, the busiest guy maybe in Eastern Iowa right
no,
now.
No. Let's stop that nonsense. How are you?
Good. You're heading to Grinnell tonight, right?
Grinnell tonight. Fort Dodge Friday. Yeah.
Fort Dodge Saturday. It's a twofer. It's a twofer.
Yeah.
We got volleyball. We know 3A, 4A, and 5A, the state pairings. They were set up last night with the regional finals. We got 1A and 2A. We don't know the state tournament brackets for those, but do you, in your crystal ball anyway, is there an upset in the making that perhaps could take place tonight in 1A or 2A?
Oh, boy. Let me take a look here. We sure didn't have much last night, did we?
No, I think one.
North Central, that was it. Yeah, maybe. Boy, I don't know who. All those matchups in 2A with the North Iowa Cedar League teams against each other, something funky might happen there, but... I don't see anything that's really, I'll tell you, I think the North Tama River Valley match is going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So, those rivals go way back. So
I was going to ask you about that. This is we've had this before, not so much with the neutral sites that they're going to have for the finals, regional finals in 1A and 2A, but we have had in the past some, iffy regionals of teams maybe in the finals from 200 miles away, et cetera, et cetera. We hit this on steroids this year.
Oh, boy. There's about three 1A matches that, creativity is fine and everything, but, boy, that's...
I'm not sure it's a good thing.
No, I'm not either. I know they want to get the best teams there, but just seems like that was a little bit much. I mean, Janesville and Southwest Valley and Don Bosco and Sydney. Okay.
I mean, Sydney is almost in Nebraska.
Almost in Missouri.
Yeah.
Wait. Almost in Kansas. So it's closer to Kansas than it is Gilbertville. How's that sound?
Jeff, before we get to state tournament matchups last night, no, we didn't really have many upsets per se, but Marion really was engaged in a terrific match with Carroll. I don't know how much you heard about that, but it ended up a 3-2 Indians loss.
Yeah.
And tough one to swallow.
It was a typical, eight versus nine or nine versus 10 or whatever it ended up being match. And home court matters, and Carlisle was able to get it done.
Taking a look now, 3A, 4A, and 5A. We know the state pairings that'll be starting up Monday down at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Let's start with, let's just take a thumbnail sketch at 5A. As usual, it's kind of the CIML Invitational, if you will. But the top seed and number one is a non-CIMLer, and that's Pleasant Valley. Cedar Falls in from the MVC. How do you take a look at that?
I don't know. They're all good. Those CIML teams play each other all the time, and they're all really good. I think you throw Indianola in there too, they're technically what Little Hawkeye or whatever that is. But I think all those teams will be really good. So what did the CIML get? They get six, five in.
They got five. Yeah.
So both Waukees, both Ankeny's and Dowling. So, I haven't really dissected it much as far as picking a winner. Pleasant Valley's really good. They beat Mount Vernon once. And I don't know. I just think you could kind of flip a coin and among about four or five teams and have a chance of being right.
4A, you got Xavier as the top seed and the top team in the ratings. Saints making another appearance, but it's a loaded 4A field. up and down the line. You got Clear Creek Amana back after the stumble in the semifinals last year. It's kind of the who's who here. North Scott, Helan,
yeah.
Clear Creek, Xavier, Pella, they're all there.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'd say that was a stumble last year. North Scott was just the best team in the tournament that week, and you know, they played as well as anybody in any class that week. So, but yeah, I like Xavier. I kind of like a Xavier North Scott final. You know, got a bone up here a little bit on Helan, but I would say the Saints and the Lancers are probably the two best teams there.
You're going to be busy in 3A, Jeff, and at, you could really create a lot of different scenarios, but Mount Vernon is the number one seed there. How do you look at 3A?
Yeah, and, you know, before the season, I'd say Mount Vernon would be a heavy, heavy favorite to win the thing, but, boy, you can't bet against Western Christian too much. West Delaware's good. They play such a unique style of ball. Waller, Assumption, you know, two veteran teams, you know, with Western and Waller, you've got two of the three biggest all-time, you know, dynasties in volleyball in Iowa. You know, Dyke and Hartford would be the other. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Mid-Prairie to see how well they can compete with Mount Vernon in the first round.
So if it's West Delaware and Mount Vernon in the finals, do we just move it outside then again?
Yeah, there you go. They've got the court. They can just... where can they play it down there? Just, you know, throw it in the parking lot and play.
That would be all right. And, yeah, the Mount Vernon prowess, I mean, and Coach Wilms has talked about it. It's the heavy is the shoulder of the favorite,
yeah.
And they certainly have the target on their back.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, for however you want to spin it, you know, they've got the two transfers, and I'm sure there's some schools around the state that don't like it. And, but, you know, one of them's, going to Arkansas to play volleyball, and one of them's going to Evansville to play basketball. So they're two very, very good athletes. And yeah, I don't know how much pressure they feel inwardly, but, outwardly the expectations are there that, they should win it.
You've seen some quality football this year, Jeff. You were in Lisbon Friday night, and, you know, some of the things that stand out to me, it was a great year for Iowa City schools for
yeah.
making the playoffs, and a couple Metro teams are in, but any particular things stand out in the postseason that's coming up?
Well, I think all of the Metro / Iowa City teams, you know, have games that are going to be very challenging, but I think very winnable games. Waukee isn't your stereotypical 16 seed coming over to play Liberty. I think that'll be a good game. And Linmar going over to Ankeny, and what, you know, like we were podcasting earlier, what time are you guys setting the over-under for kickoff time for Linmar and
9. Ankeny?
8:55. Yeah. I'm going to go 8:55.
Yeah, well, we were saying 9:05. So I think we're all kind of in the, you know, in the ballpark there. But Xavier goes over to Norwalk, and that'll be challenging also. But, you know, certainly not a death sentence that you think, oh, they're going to go over there and get pounded.
Interesting this year, and I believe I got this attested to, the fact that first time ever there is not an undefeated team in the biggest class in the state of Iowa. I don't know if it's parity. There's just a lot of really good 5A football teams this year.
Yeah, there are. And the Metro teams were good enough to play with, you know, the Central Iowa teams. Prairie beat Pleasant Valley, and that was certainly a good win for them. And, you know, Cedar Falls is, you know, decent ball club, and PV and Bettendorf obviously are very good in the Iowa City teams. So, you know, I wouldn't say it was a great year in the Metro. It's kind of Linmar's torch to carry now, and Xavier and Foray.
Some of the best venues to be at Friday night, I think, Jeff, would be Independence and Van Horn.
Absolutely. Those two quote unquote WOMAC games will be terrific. You know, there's just a lot of good 3A football around here, whether it's, you know, Williamsburg and Solon and Benton and Indy and West Delaware, which didn't even make it. And what, you know, we haven't even talked about Dubuque Wallert, 9-0. They've had a really good year. They, you know, they won the district that had Independence and West Delaware in it. So that's obviously a good team.
3A, I think, might be the best 16 from top to bottom. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. 3A, 4A, probably 5A too. I think there's not a lot of drop off from 1 to 16. I don't think we can say that for the four other classes. I think 2A, there's a definitive top four. 1A, I think Grundy and Dyke probably are quite a bit ahead of everybody else. A, you got West Hancock, St. Ansgar, and same district that might be the cream of the crop there. And an eight player, who knows? What do we have? I think we have six undefeated teams in eight player, and I'm just not sure what the pecking order that is. I guess we'll figure that out here in the next 4 weeks.
You saw Lisbon. How good are the Lions?
They're very, very fast. Very fast. And they play good defense. They're giving up about 3 points a game. And, you know, they've got some playmakers. Tiernan Boots was a state runner-up in the 100 last year. So they've got athletes.
Well, the two-year cycle is up this year for some schools anyway. Do you expect any changes or modifications to what we've seen the last couple of years?
Well, I've heard there's a possibility they might go to committee in picking the 16 teams, at least in 5A, which, boy, I don't think I'm a very big fan of. I'm kind of lukewarm to pretty warm on the RPI. I think it's a pretty good system. I don't know how much you want to get the human factor involved. It's, you know, as far as, just, you know, just so many opinions out there and all that. I just don't know. I just don't like the potential subjectivity to it.
Yeah. Cause I think you're going to be leaning toward, and yeah, we're all going to agree that are the best 16 teams in 5A in the playoffs? Probably not. But if you go to a committee, I mean, what's that do to the Ottumwas and the Waterloo Wests and the, you know,
yeah,
the Davenport Wests that had a great season last year? I don't think they get in then.
Right. And Waterloo West isn't a bad team. I don't know if they're one of the top 16, but, you know, they earned their way there. And you look at their schedule, it's better than people think.
True. You've got cross country coming up on Friday and Saturday. What are the local headlines that you're going to be hopefully writing about?
I think we've got a lot of good storylines, and it's all going to get posted here in a little, probably sometime tomorrow. Quentin Nauman from Western Dubuque just had a terrific season. He'll be going head to head with Keenan Dunham, the defending champ from Pella in the 3A boys race. I think that's going to be a really good storyline. 4A boys, got some pretty good area kids. Keegan Decker from Liberty is maybe a top five guy. Kennedy has a couple kids, Slater Buckheister, Adam Gray, who might be in the top 5 to 10. I think City High is capable, and maybe Prairie as well as maybe being in the top five. 5A girls, City High is probably the best area hope there. Did I say 5A? I'm at 4A. I'm getting my sports mixed up here, but 4A girls. And I think the big storyline is from an area standpoint, Noelle Steinis from Tipton going for her fourth state championship in a row. If that would happen, she'd be only the second girl ever to do that.
Did the first three at Cal Wheatland, of course.
First three at Cal Wheat, and going to take a crack at a new class and a new uniform this year.
Yeah. And Cal Wheat's also in the regional finals for volleyball. They're
Yeah, they are. They won a five setter at Springville a couple nights ago, and tonight they take their shot at Fort Madison Holy Trinity, and that's going to be a big challenge.
It will be. It will be. But they will be there and see what they can get done. And
yeah.
All right, you're all packed, ready to go then?
Nah, we'll do that tomorrow. A lot of work between now and then.
You're going to miss some football Friday night, though. Are you going to go try to find find a game?
Yeah, we'll see. I thought about maybe if it would have worked, I would have gone down to maybe the second game of that Ankeny doubleheader. But I don't know. Time gets away really quick, and I'll probably be sitting in my hotel room reading everybody else's tweets this time.
There you go. Well, Jeff, keep up the great work, and we will talk to you down the line here, and read it all at thegazette.com, and appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Jeff Linder, read his stuff on the internet and on X as well. And we're going to talk some fantasy football. Get those questions ready to go for Kevin Payne coming up next at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Get them ready to go as Mark gets us ready to go with an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids.